Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:35. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. And Louis Karpis wants to know, how many times was Zinedine Zidane capped for France? And taking a look at some of your answers. I see Karen says maybe 15. The answer actually is 108, which is incredible. All right, it is 7:35. Dr. Cole, where are we finding you?
I'm heading over to Paris to talk about cybersecurity, especially with regard to artificial intelligence and how it's impacting itself in our society.
Wow, that sounds absolutely incredible. So just for listeners, as you know, that I'm not in studio either this morning, so I'm on a Zoom call, and that's in Israel, and I'm looking at Dr. Cole, who is sitting on an aeroplane, waving at people all boarding. So I'm glad you did manage to board, because that means just for a few moments we can speak to you. So it's just incredible how things have changed in the world, which is probably why you have to go and talk about cybersecurity. Because just if you just look at this, we have a studio in Johannesburg, I'm in Israel, you're about to fly to Perth, you're sitting on an aeroplane. What a day of wonder. Isn't this incredible?
Well, I think things will change a lot in the future once we have a few more breakthroughs in physics. So all that we're experiencing today came out as a result of what happened on the 26th of February in 1896, when Henri Becquerel accidentally put some uranium salts on stratigraphic plates and fogged them. And from that, we got quantum mechanics and electronics and the whole crazy world we have today. And we have some major discoveries coming through, such as we had to find out what's happening with dark matter, dark energy, the missing dimension of the universe and black holes. And I'm fairly confident by the end of this century, at least one of those problems that have been solved in the world will be as different from what it is today as it is to what it was in 1896 before we discovered extra radioactivity. Because back then, they really thought that everything that we had to discover about physics had already been discovered. All we had to do was just add a few more decimal points. There were a few niggling little problems, like how the sun was able to keep on burning. It was just made of something full of energy like coal, but they were still going to get that out somehow. And of course, they needed to have radioactivity. They had no idea of how to solve that problem.
All right. So let's just talk about coffee as a cure for anything. Is coffee and bed rest, is it really a good cure?
Well, this is a story about a woman who was doing Pilates exercises, and she felt something hot in her neck, and she thought, oh, that's a bit odd, and then just kept on going at a reduced level and came home and had a bit of a headache, which kept on getting worse and worse. And they said to her, look, you've got a headache because of a pulled muscle. And she said, I've had pulled muscle before, and the investigations went on. And finally had an MRI scan where they discovered that she'd torn the covering of the spinal cord, the dura mater, and her cerebrospinal fluid was leaking. And normally you make about, you've got a floating circulation of about 125 mils. I think that's the right number. It keeps on getting renewed all day. And it was just leaking out of her body and causing the headaches. And So because it was in a hard to get to area, I said, look, let's try this. How about you go at home, have bed rest and drink lots of coffee. And coffee is known to increase the production of cerebrospinal fluid. And with a bit of luck, if he was doing nothing for a couple of days and drinking lots of coffee, maybe it will heal itself and blow you down. It did. So the lesson there is, it's good to do sport and exercise, but don't do it to the extent that you damage yourself.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Dr. Collin, they're telling me in studio that the sound quality isn't brilliant. So we are going to leave it there. I'm going to bid you a safe flight. And enjoy the experience. And it sounds really, really incredible. It is 7:39. That was Dr. Carl talking to us from an aeroplane. He is on his way to Perth for a cybersecurity event, which is really, really just awesome. We're going to take some music. When we come back, we'll chat to Anthony Reich with the Israel Report.